wind up. Well, I'd like to sort of throw out two or three rhetorical questions to this person's sort of definitions. Firstly, the notion of mass art. I'm not going to ask him to define it, because I think that'd be like asking me to define it. But I can make a stab at some sorts of illustrations that in various contexts might fit, or fit where they touch, so to speak. If you think of the stencil teams that the Portuguese, as I understood, trained in Cuba, actually, but the Portuguese put on the streets in the Lisbon revolt 2 or 3 years ago. In one sense, those guys had got literally visual stereotypes. Marxist-Leninist image of the worker against the chimney and all that business. It was put up, if you like, on a very public arena. Walls of houses, big places in Lisbon, etc. Is that what you mean by mass art? Is that the sort of...
I'm not going to give you a definition. I don't think there's one being created, because I don't think that... I'll leave it at that at present.
I said I was trying to use it rhetorically. I wasn't trying to sort of trap anybody into a corner, but it's really a question of trying to get some purchase on the sort of historical problem. Mass art is not simply something that, as far as I can see, you can easily equate with one or another definitions of working class, of which there might be many. The problem, it seems to me, with definitions like working class is, if actually in using a definition like working class, and you've thrown Marx back at Victor, but I would say if we can learn anything from Marx's extremely fastidious and careful empirical method, is that all his categories were reassessed and reformed in the light of that empirical examination. Working class seems to me to be something that we bandy about without really actually subscribing to Marx's view. Now, if careful, fastidious empirical study means taking one into the intellectual domain, and there can't be any argument that Marx worked in the intellectual domain and not in the bloody working class, in the sense that every day he was out there rooting. He was some of the days, but there can't be any doubt about that. Then I think you've got to accept that the division of labour means what it does, and that as affectionately addicted as we are on the Western European left to our contradictions, and we seem to rely on them to get us throughout our daily lives, and we certainly seem to rely on them to get us our daily bread. I think that we've got to try and resolve how we're using contradiction, what it might mean, and in resolving a thing like that, we're stuck with actually intellectually, if you like, examining what the notion of working class might mean, what the notion of mass art might mean.
Thank you, Terry. I think actually Terry was quite right to raise an eyebrow when I asked him to wind up, because in a sense, although I'm officially declaring this meeting finished, it seems to me that all the evidence of this weekend suggests that, in fact, what we've been trying to get to grips with in an inevitably very diffuse way has only just begun. And if the best thing that comes out of this conference is a determination amongst some of you, at least, to continue the kinds of discussions about the kinds of issues which we've tried to raise here this weekend in the future. If that happens, I think that's the most positive result that can come out of it. And I would like to say that it'd be a pity if the impetus that has been established here and the obvious public demand for such forums that has been established here is allowed to flag, because I think the forums should be made available in the future for this kind of debate to continue, that it shouldn't be just seen as a kind of special event to which we all come along and let off air, that it should be hopefully the beginning of a more sustained and normal and habitual activity. Just finally, one of the people in this meeting from the floor said that what we've really been talking about here is not so much a crisis of art, but a crisis of society. I would go along with that, and I'd see that perhaps as one of the key points to emerge this weekend. I would also finally like to thank, in particular, apart from yourselves, for turning up and for sustaining your energies throughout this mammoth weekend, I'd like to thank Linda Lloyd-Jones of the ICA for her no less than heroic work in organising this event. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Richard. I'd just like to say to everybody who has come to particularly all the meetings, thank you very much for your energy, and it must have been very difficult to come so often. The last thing I'd like to say is just that in April we're going to have a meeting on patronage, patronage for the arts, and I do hope that everybody who's here today will be able to turn up then. Thank you very much.